In a normal year, farms across the Northwest would be preparing for the arrival of summer. Potatoes would head to processors to make fries. Hood River cherry orchards would be preparing migrant housing. And Leopold Farms in Boring, Oregon would be bracing for the coming strawberry harvest. But as with many things in the era of COVID-19, this is far from a normal year. Courtney Sherwood reports.
The strawberries have just begun to bud at Leopold Farms in Boring, Oregon. The family that's harvested these fields for three generations doesn't know how the coronavirus will affect the coming season, but they're worried.
We have pared back our plantings. We're about 20% of what we had planned to plant this year because the economic future is very uncertain.
That's Michelle Leopold Krumenacher. She and her brother had hoped to buy the farm their parents own this year, but COVID-19 has thrown a wrench in those plans. Burgerville is one of the farm's biggest customers. It has new packaging and food safety rules that Leopold Farms isn't sure it can meet. Farmers markets are changing their requirements, too. And then there are the new COVID-19 field worker rules. Farm worker advocates had asked the state to require more portable toilets and hand washing stations in fields. They also asked for upgrades to migrant housing, like requiring heating and air conditioning. Krumenacher says if all those upgrades had been required, it could have cost more than the family gets to keep in take-home pay most years.
We have 6 weeks to put a heating and ventilation system in all of our housing. Where does that $40,000 come from per building?
When Oregon OSHA officials issued new rules this week, they left out some of the most costly options. But many farms will have to spend thousands on upgrades to migrant housing and add more field sanitation. Farmers say they're still figuring out how to adapt.
But what that means for, like, Oregon strawberries, for example, there's not going to be a lot of it. And people are going to pay a premium for those strawberries if we can get them out of the field.
Samantha Bayer with the Oregon Farm Bureau says Leopold Farms is far from alone. Even before the coronavirus came along, many farmers were struggling.
The agricultural industry has essentially been in a recession for the last 3 to 4 years because of declining market prices and regulatory overhead. And many producers might not survive the effects of a COVID-19 related recession.
But not all small and medium-sized farms in the Pacific Northwest have been equally hard hit by the coronavirus. Matt Wood grows dryland wheat and hay on 2,000 acres outside of Helix, Oregon.
I feel lucky that so far the COVID-19 has had very little impact on our operations.
Wheat farming doesn't take much labor, so social distancing isn't an issue. Wood and his son can do most of the farm's work themselves.
We're insulated to a point from a lot of the concerns that other ag producers have anyway because of the nature of our farming.
He says the U.S.-China trade war is a bigger challenge than the coronavirus. Across the region, the story's mixed. Potato farmers are planting less because people aren't ordering many restaurant fries. Apple growers are worried about dropping overseas exports. Mike McCarthy grows peaches, pears, and cherries in the Hood River area. He's concerned about possible new farm labor rules, but he's also worried about a weak market for his produce.
And this is the worst pear prices we've had in 40 years.
He says grocery shoppers are stockpiling rice, beans, and toilet paper instead of fresh local fruits.
There's not as much purchasing going on in supermarkets as there normally is of fresh produce. And so we have a fairly significant amount of our fruit that may not get sold this season because of this whole COVID issue.
Back in Boring, Oregon, Krumenacher doesn't know what to expect from Leopold's coming berry season, but she's worried that the financial challenges facing her family farm could also threaten a Northwest cultural tradition.
Fresh fruit in the summer is like an inherent part of Oregon diet. However, if I have to decide whether my kid gets medicine or I pay my electric bill or I'm going to have berries, I'm going to make sure my child has medicine and the electric bill is paid.
I'm Courtney Sherwood, reporting.